Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of Dirt Doctor Radio. We got loaded lines, but let me do a couple of quick things. I didn't tell you in the first hour because we were so busy that if you're interested in any of my books, I have books on several different subjects. All of them have the natural organic base to them, no matter whether it's about lawn care, insects, trees, herbs, whatever you're interested in. The easiest way for you to find out about my books, the online class, my art, which we sell, all of those things through the nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center, and are they're tax-free and tax-deductible. The easiest way to find out about them all is go to dirtdoctor.com. Up at the top of the page, click on the red button that says Buy Books, Art, and Class, and it takes you to the catalog of the art, the information about all my books, and the information about the online class. And let's see what else related to that. That's it. I think that's all I need to talk about. And I think that Doris needed to talk to me just a little bit more. Doris, you still there?
Yes, I am, and thank you.
You bet.
You told me to, underneath the cardboard, use molasses and what?
Well, the best approach is to put, whether you have weed problems or you're just trying to set up a situation where you prevent them.
There are some weeds. It's mostly going to be where cyanobutane has creeped over into my bed.
Well, that's fine. Put down some dry molasses and put down some compost, thin layer compost, just right on the surface. You don't need to till or anything if you've gardened there before. If you do till first, it'd be even better. You know, you'd aerate the area. But anyway, put down a little molasses, a little compost, then put down the paper, the cardboard in your case is what you're talking about, and then on top of the cardboard, put the shredded native tree trimmings. If you put some soil, it'd be okay, but I'd rather, if you put some, just put a little bit, just to kind of hold the cardboard in place. The shredded native tree trimmings mulch really would do just as well, and that functions beautifully to kill the weeds that are there and to prevent the ones in the past. In the future, obviously, you need to allow room to plant whatever you're going to plant. Now, you can dig through the cardboard and plant that way, but you have to allow some way to break through the cardboard or have the cardboard away from the plants.
I was planning on putting flower seeds out there, some perennials, because like I said, we're going to be limited on how long we're going to be able to do any gardening at all. So I was thinking about buying the bags of, I'll buy the bags of tree trimmings and then the compost and that, things that we can just kind of dump out.
Yeah. You can buy shredded native tree trims. You can buy shredded native cedar in bags around here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So that's the good plan.
Which one do you think would be best?
I like cedar a lot, but just shredded native tree trimmings, which would be a mixture of trees, is fine too. Either one of them, fine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Buy the one that's the best price.
And then compost on the top?
Compost on the top of the cardboard and then the shredded native tree trimmings on top of that would be fine instead of the soil like you were talking about.
What are we going to plant the seeds in?
Well, that's what I said. You're going to have to leave the an open spot where you're planting things, or after doing all that, you'll have to go back and cut a hole or a trench through the cardboard. If you put the soil on top of the cardboard to plant the seed in, they're going to grow down through that thin layer of soil and hit that cardboard, and they're not going to do very well. You can give it a try. Some of the
I was going to pile it up about 4 inches thick.
Okay.
Well, or maybe even more, an inch or two more.
That'd be a good experiment. That's not what I'd normally recommend, but let's give it a try and see how it works. Give me a report.
I will, Howard, and thank you so much for all your knowledge.
All righty. Let me know. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's a little different approach, but might work in the case of planting seeds like that. And if it would work for flowers, you could also do carrots. It's getting a little late for carrots. They like the cooler weather, but anything with small seed might work in that case. Here's Mary in Arlington. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Howard. Hey, I have a question. Yesterday or the day before, I impulsively bought a Tamukiyama Japanese maple. And I should have checked with you before I bought it to see if it can be happy in the spot. It's in the shade of a red oak tree until about 5 o'clock, you know, very oblique sun, 5 or 6, would start to hit it. Very oblique sun from about 5 or 6 until sunset. But it's not like the direct sun.
Is it in the ground or in a pot?
It would be in the ground. I haven't planted it.
Okay. Good and bad news. One is having shade to that point is good. The bad news is the good news. Bad news is at 5 o'clock in Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, can be very, very harsh sunlight. You know, when it really gets to be hot, when it gets to be 100. So mm-hmm. if you have a chance to move it a little bit so it would get a little bit more blockage of the sunlight during that late part of the day, it'd be better. On the other hand, I think being protected during the remainder of the day, it's going to like that, and it may adapt to it without any problem. I think it, at the least, we'll probably get a little burned tips on the leaves.
Okay. Well, this is a little, a small bed in front of the house. It's about 7 feet by 8 feet. And okay. My question about that is, should I try to amend the whole bed or just do your regular tree planting? Where you dig the hole and you put amendments on top.
It really depends on what else you're going to plant. If you're just planting the tree and you're going to have decorative gravel or mulch or something like that, just use my recommended planting techniques and backfill with the soil that's there. If you're going to plant other plants in there, add compost and add the rock minerals and the sugars and till it all in and then plant the tree into the improved bed so that the tree has that improved situation when it starts growing out. But if planting the tree is all you're going to do, it really probably is not worth the money to do that.
Well, my question about improving the whole bed is it's already to the tippy top with soil and mulch. So I'm going to have to take some of the soil out to make room for the amendments, correct?
Well, what else are you going to plant? Do you know yet?
Well, I did have some lamium.
Okay, that's
tough.
I
thought about planting. Or
is the bed prepared in the past?
No, it's just been here for 30 years from the builder.
Okay.
I have a big giant dead Indian hawthorn that I'm going to take out.
Okay. Well, I think if you add a little bit of lava sand, a little bit of compost, a little bit of the amendments, not maybe as much as we'd ideally like to use, if you can, if it becomes raised a little bit and it doesn't block drainage somehow, you can let it be raised and just carve it down on the edge at an angle. That's fine.
Okay.
We recommend
that
and do that all the time.
That might be actually a good look.
No, that's fine. We do that in vegetable gardens as well as landscaping quite a bit. Let's do that, and then we'll plant the little tree in an improved bed, and the backfill will be some of the improved stuff, and it'll like it, and then you can plant perennials and other things around the little tree.
Okay, good deal. Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
And it's a good time to be planting some of these areas that need to have some planting. Don't be frustrated if you go out to try to buy some new plants, though, and have a hard time finding it because plants are selling as fast as they get to the retail stores because so many people are doing replacement planting. Here's Ron in Branson, Missouri. Help, Ron.
Hi, Howard. Just a couple quick questions. We bought black diamond crepe myrtles last year.
Okay.
It's my our first experience with them. And anyway, they had about four stems per plant last year. Performed very well. We were real pleased with it and had a lot of pretty flowers. Anyway, this year, and I left the stems over winter, this year we're getting quite a bit of new growth coming out of the ground, but very, very little on the stems. And I'm wondering, should I trim those last year's stems off and then select four or five of the new ones coming up for this year, or what would you suggest?
Let's wait just a little longer and then do exactly that, okay? Howard Garrett from my friends at Ulrich Barnes and their terrific line of sheds and cabin shells. Perfect for your backyard office. They'll deliver you a sturdy shell and all you have to do is finish it out. Call 520-GET-SHED or visit their designers in Cleburne, Tyler, or Fort Worth and join the many happy customers that have given Ulrich Barnes five-star reviews. That's 520-GET-SHED, 520-438-7433 or visit myperfectshed.com.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you. I talked to Ron and Branson a little bit more off the air there, and he was asking me about if we'd looked into this dwarf tomato organization again. I was just looking at it a little bit more. I haven't talked to him, but I have been doing a bunch of planting of not small plants, the dwarf plants, but just small varieties. I'm trying a lot of new ones, and I'll give you a report on that as we go. I'm planting. I did something a little different this year also. I planted some of the tomatoes from seed directly in the garden and some from transplants. So it's going to be interesting, and peppers too. So we're going to be able to get some good feedback on all that. So we'll keep you posted. The other thing we talked about a little bit more off the air there that I needed to have everybody hear is on a crepe myrtle that has possibly died on top. This goes for any plant, but crepe myrtles in particular. They got in Branson zero, about the same thing we did. The top may be totally dead, but I would still wait a little bit. There are shoots coming from the bottom of the plant, and in a lot of cases, people are experiencing that. So as the shoots come from the bottom of the plant, allow them to grow. I would thin them out. I would, as we've talked about several different plants today, cut the shoots from the ground back to maybe two or three or four, a small number, not dozens and dozens of shoots. Try to save the largest, most aggressive, healthiest looking ones. And then maybe as late as June the 1st, we'll make the decision about whether the top is going to regrow or not. Even if you do have some buds swelling on the trunk like I do on a loquat, the damage may be severe enough to where the plant's never going to do anything but limp along, and it might be better to let the base shoots take over and dominate or replant. We'll make the call a little bit later on a lot of stuff. If you've already pulled the trigger and made the call, that's fine. A lot of people want to do that and just have a better look, and that's cool also. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. Ken is in Arlington, and next up. Hey, Ken.
Hey, sir. Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good, very good. With the exception of compost and mulch, does someone make a product that's got for a vegetable garden that the amendments all mixed in together into one bag are pretty much so?
Well, I've been talking to a compost company about that, and they were going to get back with me, and I haven't heard from them. So it's one of those things that I've tried to do with people in the compost business through the years, and landscape contractors too. And Ken, it works on putting everything I recommend together into one package except for the cornmeal. And every time we've tried it, the cornmeal mixed into that mixture, there's enough moisture in there for it to start going anaerobic real quickly. And when it goes anaerobic in that mix, whether it's in a bulk mixture in the back of a truck or whether it's in a bag, it sets up a stink that is pretty strong. And we haven't been able – I've had some people tell me they thought they could figure it out, and I haven't heard back from them yet. So maybe they tried it and it didn't work or whatever. But to answer your question, it all will work with the exception of the cornmeal at this point.
Does someone make that product?
With it all mixed together? No, but any of the landscape, any of the compost companies out there will for you if you – ask them to do it. I don't know that anybody's got it in a bag at this point. It's something we need. There's no question about it. I'm glad you brought it up. That'll remind me to ask these people about it and see if they've got any interest in doing it.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. That's about what I'm looking for.
I appreciate your call. Call us again. All right. There's a little and open lines for you. First time. This morning, I think. Jump on here at 866-444-3478. There's some interesting news, and it relates to hydroponics. And it's kind of along the line of my thinking. There is a controversy going on right now about the USDA saying that organic certification is okay to use on hydroponic gardens. People, apparently what's going on is that some of the people in the that are certified organic in a traditional way, you know, growing crops in soil, don't want that to be allowed, don't want it to be produce grown in hydroponics to be sold as certified organic. And their argument is the same one I've always had. Hydroponics leaves out the most important piece of the puzzle to me and to obviously to some other people too, since it's being challenged now on a national level. When you leave out the soil, you leave out the soil bacteria and the soil fungi and the soil various kinds of combinations of things that work synergistically, you know, that just aren't there in the water. You can get some pretty good tasting stuff without the soil, but you can get a whole lot better tasting produce and better health-wise if it's grown in healthy soil, in my opinion. And apparently that's what's going on with these court cases and things that are underway. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and growing hemp? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They include 15 chapters of instruction and a detailed 25-page study booklet. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or to sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
With the changing of seasons and the transition to winter plantings, Medina offers the perfect fertilizer for your gardening needs. Medina's Growing Green is an organic fertilizer derived from pasteurized poultry manure, humate, and molasses. It produces three stages of activity, including balanced nutrient supply, structure repair through soil supplementation, and nutrient availability. Your lawn, flowers, trees, vegetable garden, and potted plants will all love Medina's Growing Green. Versions of Garrett juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For the natural organic care of your residential or commercial property, Medina is a choice I highly recommend. Ask for Medina at hardware stores, garden centers, and farm stores. Medina, a strong Dirt Doctor recommendation. For more information on everything they have to offer, go to MedinaAg.com. Medina, over 50 years of proven performance. It's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant, like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Howard, back with you, and we've got a full board of calls, but when you hear somebody hang up, it's 866-444-3478. And first up is Kay in Granbury. Hi, Kay.
Good morning. I have oregano, and it's developed some little black spots right on the tips. And this, I told David I thought it was 2 years, but I believe it's 3 years I've had this. And I bought two plants, and it has spread to 4 by 8 feet. I mean, it covers it like ground cover. It's wonderful.
Is it Greek oregano?
He asked me the same thing, and
I'm not
is. Sure.
But it probably
I
is. That's the toughest
probably.
One. Yeah.
But it lived through this freeze. I didn't even cover it.
Oh, it's that's great.
Fine. But
there's a couple of things it could be, the black spots, Kay, and I'm suspicious of the second one I'm going to mention. The first one, it could be fungal disease, and if that's the case, cornmeal tea, soak some cornmeal in water, strain off solids and spray that, or use hydrogen peroxide mixed 50-50 with water or with the Garrett juice mixture. But I bet you what it is a little insect that's a hit-and-run artist.
It's
it's a beautiful little insect. It's in my Texas bug book. It's called the four-lined plant bug. It's a little stink bug, and it's easy to identify once you can see it, but they tend to hide under the leaves and be real hard to see at first. Their bellies are bright red, and the backs are yellow and black stripes. It's called the four-lined plant bug, and they're stabbing and sucking the juice out of the plants causes on oregano and basil and other herbs like that, those black spots that look kind of like a disease issue. On Jerusalem sage and some of the other plants that have a different texture on the leaf, the spots will be kind of a manila folder color. But the way to handle them is I'd use garlic pepper tea as a repellent. And if that doesn't work, I'd use the Garrett juice mixture with 2 ounces of orange oil mixed per gallon.
Okay, now I got to get that one written down. The 2 ounces of orange oil?
Yeah, per gallon of water, or better, two ounces of orange oil per gallon of a fish and seaweed, something like the Neptune's Harvest or, you know, one of those things, if that's what you use. Or in the case of the Garrett juice, just 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of the entire Garrett juice mixture. And the Neptune's Harvest, by the way, can be used as part of the Garrett juice formula.
Now, I said the black spots, and yet on some of the leaves, it's not just a spot. It kind of, you know, just engulfs, you know, a little area of the leaf that's that black and, you know, brownish color.
Well, if you turn the leaves over and really look through pretty carefully and don't see any of those little pretty insects running around, it may be a disease issue, and going the cornmeal or the hydrogen peroxide route might be a better way to go.
Okay, now, if I do the peroxide, it's 50-50 peroxide and water.
Yeah, if you use the 3% stuff from the grocery store.
Okay, yes.
Right, okay.
All right, then, and thank you so much. You've helped me a lot over the years.
All right, good luck with
that. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Greek oregano especially. Some of the other oreganos might be pretty good, too, but Greek oregano is tough as nails, and that's probably what she's dealing with and can make a good ground cover. Plus, it's a wonderful herb for your cooking and everything as well. Here's Dave in Fort Worth. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Howard. What do you call those things that fall off of live oak trees this time of year? They're green?
My wife cusses them severely. She is not happy at all about the tremendous volume of oak flowers. That's what we're dealing with, that are falling from the trees this year onto the deck, into the swimming pool, into the koi pond. It has been heavier than ever. She's asked me if we've ever seen it that heavy and why. It's just the weather and just, you know, one of the quirks of nature that the plants, obviously, because of all the severe weather, think they're in trouble. They're in stress a little bit. And when that happens, a plant produces more flowers and more seed, tries to produce more seed. That's why you'll see sometimes when a holly is in stress, it'll be more heavily loaded with red berries than if it's just perfectly healthy.
Okay.
But that's all it is. They can go into the compost. They can go into cover bare soil to be a really quite wonderful mulch. They are loaded with pollen. Those of you that have allergies and all, that can be an issue, but there's nothing you can do about them. They're either going to be producing from the red oaks and live oaks and cambia oaks and other oaks or not.
Well, I just wondered if they had any special properties that made them better in composting or using around the garden than any other thing that's fallen off.
I think they probably do have a nice complement of minerals and vitamins in there because they're part of the reproductive part of the tree. So I definitely would never throw them away. They need to, at the worst, you know, go into the compost pile.
Yeah, great. All right, Howard. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, it's the flowers of the oaks. And they're light as a feather. They're pretty easy to blow around and sweep around and take care of, but they are still coming down here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Here's Judy in Eureka, California. Hey, Judy.
Hello. I need stinging nettle help.
Okie dokie.
They're coming in everywhere. I weed whack them down, and they go further in. It's a top root. Do I have to dig them out individually? But I got an acre of these things.
Well, the stinging nettle is a low successional plant. In other words, it's not a high successional plant with a big, thick crown and big, healthy root system. So long term, the way we kill them and other things out, like crabgrass and grass burrs and things like that, is to kill them with kindness. We build the soil health, and we plant other things to compete with them. Short term, you can do what you're doing, knock them down physically, but then get the 20% vinegar or one of the other organic herbicides, and as it tries to regrow, you spot spray that young tender growth, you know, on a consistent basis, and you can kill them out. You can do it with the 10% hydrogen peroxide, the stronger hydrogen peroxide, or you can do it with the vinegars, 10% up to 20%, or one of the fatty acid products like Scythe or BioSafe.
What about Triclovir?
No, it's a toxic chemical. It's not anything I would use. And the other thing is the long-term approach is to add compost, add organic fertilizer, add the rock minerals, add the sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal, all the same stuff that I'm recommending all the time, because that's how you build the biological activity in the soil, the health of the soil, and that's what those weeds, the low successional plants, don't like. See, they're
sounds good.
They're growing, right, trying to help you build the health of the soil. If you speed up the process, they really aren't needed, and they'll just kind of fade away. Kill them in the meantime with the strong organic herbicides.
I can do that.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
Appreciate
the call.
Bob Lewis, Delaware, checking in once again. Hi, Rob.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir.
My wife wants me to plant a fig tree. So when is the best time, and what do I have to know about the fig trees? What? You know, I know you have to cover them in the winter, but that's about all I know.
Well, yeah, you get a little colder than we do here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Go to your local garden centers and do a little research about what they have found, you know, through the years as being the toughest varieties, and buy what they recommend there, and plant them with the organic planting techniques that I recommend, with the flare exposed, you know, not too deep in the ground. And that's about it. Covering them with floating row cover, if you're going to have the dramatically cold freezes like we had this year, is something I recommend. Our figs here have died to the ground. They're coming back from the ground, and they're going. They'll be productive again, but we'll probably miss a year of production, and then they'll start producing again. So at the worst, that's what you'll have to deal with. But they'll do fine there, especially under the organic program.
And I could plant them right now?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's a good time to get them in and get them going.
Okay, good. Now, I had a friend who grew one. It was small, in a bucket. And he kept it in the bucket for like 2 years, and he would bring it in his garage. And he got figs. I don't know after the 2 years, I don't know what happened, because I haven't seen them.
That'll work. You can do that. I'd put it in something bigger than a bucket. I'd put it in something that's as big as you can possibly, you know, still reasonably move back and forth. But absolutely, if you do that and put them in, protect them when it's real cold, keep the top alive, you can have production in a container, no question about it.
Oh, that sounds great. All right, Howard, thanks a million.
Appreciate the call.
It's good talking to you again.
Same here, Rob. Call us again. And we magically have open lines again, 866-444-3478. one of the things I haven't talked about today is tree planting and maintenance, and I want to work that in every show because it's just so important. Even the people that – and I was telling people the history of the Champion Pecan Tree over in Weatherford, Texas, and when I helped the previous owner, there's a new owner, who's a police officer in Weatherford, is the owner of the property now. But the original owners called me. They had a problem with the tree, had conks, the tree ears growing out the bottom. And we very quickly realized that it was too deep in the ground. It had been filled on over the years, over the decades, by soil, nature flooding the creek area and everything. So we uncovered the tree. We took 5 feet of soil off one side of this national champion pecan tree, and we took about a foot off of the other side. And I use this as an example of telling people how hard it is to convince folks that this is a good thing to do. After we uncovered it and after it started growing beautifully again, the Texas Forest Service came out and was measuring it again, remeasuring it to see if it was the champion or not. They told the owner to fill it back in. I'll tell you more about that story when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back after this.
Crazy water is what I drink. You should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for the health and body balance you need. You can buy Crazy Water at retailers across Texas or go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a nearby store. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy. Website, drinkcrazywater.com.
Azomite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, and trees from planting to maturity. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, horses, and other livestock. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or by going to where2buy at azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Quick thing on human health. We go back to Richardson with Greg next. Hang on, Greg. But the company Achieve Vitality, a lot of people ask about the what's the name of the company that did the stem cell therapy that I've used twice now, once on my knee that was busted and once on my shoulder that was busted from a fall. I highly recommend them. If you're dealing with some injury or health issue that you would rather not be taking a whole lot of medicine or getting cut on, this free interview is something I'd recommend that you do. It's called Achieve Vitality, and their telephone number is 800 to set up a meeting, 800-341-2650, or go to achievevitalitycenters.com/thedirtdoctor. As promised, Greg and Richardson next up. Hey, Greg.
Hey, can you hear me okay, Howard? I got you on speakerphone.
Yeah, you're fine.
My wife can hear. Okay. I got a couple questions. One's about pH, and I think when we turned, and the other one is we turned you on in late, and I think you said that these little squiggly greenish things that floral look with it leaves a yellowish pollen, that comes from live oak. Is that?
Well, it comes from oak. All the oaks have, those are the flowers of oaks. So any kind of oak that you have will be producing those right now, and they're producing them like crazy this year.
And you say it's good to compost that, then?
Compost or just use it as mulch directly. It makes a good mulch, yeah.
Okay, well, that's what my question is on that. Now, the pH, I had one of these probe pH testers, and I even, to make sure it was working, I didn't know if it was working, because everything reads between 7 and 8 alkaline. And I was concerned about my tomatoes a little bit to see if I need to add an amendment to get them a little more acidic, other than what I'm doing, which is Garrett juice and Medina hosta grow and some humite and molasses, I guess.
Okay. No, you do not need to worry about pH hardly ever in an organic program, Greg. That's the same kind of thinking that the people that recommend synthetic fertilizers, you know, they worry about the NPK, the big numbers on the bag. We don't worry about the NPK very much at all. All the organic fertilizer analyses are very low numbers. You know, nature fertilizes with compost and, you know, dead tissue of animals and plants, and the pH of that stuff is around 1.11, which is what compost is. So the organic fertilizers will be a little higher than that, but not a whole lot, and they stimulate the biological activity of the soil. We're not trying to force feed the soil. A pH of 7 to 8 is perfectly normal. That's what everybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth area pretty much has, so that's fine for your production of your tomatoes or whatever you're growing. The use of compost and the rock minerals I recommend, azomite and lava sand, and the use of sugars like dry molasses and cornmeal, they will move the pH up at the surface of the soil, just under the mulch, closer to 6.5, right in there. But testing for it and worrying about it really isn't anything you need to worry about. It'll just do it automatically by using the right blend of things that stimulate life in the soil.
Okay. One question about the rock. I've got pretty much everything that you mentioned, except I'd say only about a third of my garden area has got the green lava. I was thinking just sprinkling it on top and kind of raking it in on top of the mulch, or on, you know, trying to get
that's
it.
Fine.
But, that's fine. Okay.
But you said something that threw me there. What you said, green lava. Where'd you get green lava?
I don't know if I'm saying it right. I thought it was I got it from, I don't know if you want me to mention the name of the place, but I got it from a bag from the store. And maybe it's, you know what, I could have that wrong.
Maybe it's green sand, and then you also got some lava sand. Green sand is green.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's lava. Is there something called a Texas lava?
Not really, unless you've got some new product I don't know anything about. Lava is normally either red or black, so I don't know what a green lava would be.
Okay.
What's the name on the product?
I'm not around. Well, I put it into a 5-gallon bucket, and it got wet, and that's why it kind of turned to a greenish tinge. It may have been green sand. I don't really remember.
All right. Well, hopefully it's not anything that's a problem. Let me know if you find out more about it. You can send me an email to info@dirtdoctor.com if you get more information, okay?
Sounds good. And one other, you know that stem cell therapy?
Uh-huh.
Some for my brain. Does it do that?
Yes, sir. I'm sure it will.
Okay. Thanks.
I appreciate the call.
Okay. Bye.
Yeah, it's I hit the wrong button. There you go. That's the end of hour number two. We got another one for you, and we'll talk about whatever you want to discuss, human health or plant health or bugs or bed preparation, or we'll talk about trees more. In fact, I didn't finish talking about trees and flares and things like that. We'll get into that a little bit more this third hour. It's been busy, but give us a call when you hear anybody hang up. It's 866-444-3478, and we will chat about whatever you would like to chat about. If you've got a question when I'm not around all week long, just go to dirtdoctor.com. All of the stuff that I recommend has connections right there on the homepage.